coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca.
I was driving through Georgia in
Hawkinsville, Georgia, to be precise. That's where the 37th annual Harness Racing Festival is taking place. Imagine a town throwing a festival honoring the sport of harness racing in a state where the only racing that goes on is on four wheels. Like NASCAR, if you know what I mean. With me on the other end of my line is one of the major organizers of this annual Hawkinsville, Georgia Harness Racing Festival. She is a name, or has a name rather, that's very familiar. It's a Lily. In this case, it's Ann Lily. Ann, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you very much. You folks do a great thing down there. And, you know, I just have to applaud you because you're in a state where there's no legalized parimutuel wagering, yet you've been doing this festival. Now, this will be the, what, 37th year?
Yes, but actually the festival part hasn't been going on that long, but we've been doing harness racing here since the 1894.
Wow. And,
yes.
And never a parimutuel dollar bet.
No, not at all.
But I'll bet there were a few fellows just having little side bets on their own over the years.
Certainly so, more than likely.
Well, tell us about this year's edition of the festival. What are all the events that you've got planned?
This year we have on the Friday, the 16th of April, we have the barbecue cook-off. Then, of course, they'll be cooking all night, and then the next morning we'll be doing the judging. And as well, we're going to have the Middle Georgia Talents competitors performing. When that's done, we have a fireworks show.
Tell us about the harness racing. When does that take place?
Now, the harness racing takes place on Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're going to have 10 races. These are qualifying races. This is why they started this, actually, was to salute the horsemen as they leave here with a festival, and they actually pay for the qualifying races, the judges and charters and all of the people that are involved in.
So no purse money at all?
No purse money. All they get is a blanket.
Nice, just like the old days.
Yes, right. And they all compete to see how fast they can really go. And, you know, I can't tell you the fastest. I believe it's around 156.
Not bad.
And that's pretty good for Hawkinsville.
Well, yeah. Now, it's a half-mile track?
Yeah. No, it's a mile track.
Mile track, okay.
Yes, and it's a red clay track.
Now, let me ask you this, not being from the area, not being too familiar with it, I take it that this festival, because it's a way of saluting the horsemen, tells me that obviously harness racing plays a big part in the economy there.
It certainly does. In fact, it is a major role in the economy here in Hawkinsville and the surrounding areas. And the businesses are very grateful because when we leave, it's quite a void. To them.
And you've got a harness racing facility in a state more known for stock car racing, which makes it even more, you know, interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's the only one.
We want to hear the Reader's Digest version of what's happening as far as the fight to get parimutuel wagering in Georgia. A bill was to be presented, but it basically died on the order paper?
Yes, it did. There was a House resolution that was created. The politicians actually came to us and to various other horse organizations like Thoroughbreds and Quarter Horse, asked us to come to the Capitol and speak with them and give them some facts and figures so that they could basically do this, because as you know, the economy is bad everywhere right now, and it would create a lot of jobs. Should it happen, it would a lot of construction, a lot of feed.
Sure.
You know.
But it never made it to the floor of the House. I guess it just didn't make it in time. What other plans? What's the plan B now? Are you going to come back in the next session?
We're going to come back in the next session. But unfortunately, what we had in mind when we done this was that it would clear the House, because we had a lot of the House representatives that were in favor, that it would clear the House and the Senate, and we could have it on a ballot in the November election to have it go before the public to see if the public actually wanted the parimutuel wagering.
But that's not going to happen, or will that
happen? It's not going to happen by November, okay. No, because we can't present anything more. There's no bills presented now until next year.
Well, it doesn't mean you still can't have fun.
Well, we are, and we're enjoying it.
Well,
the weather is terrific down here.
Well, have a great time at the 37th Annual Hawkinsville, I guess we can call it now, Harness Racing Festival.
That's right.
And good luck in getting that bill passed, and I'm so happy to meet up with the other halves of the Lilly clan.
Thank you.
Your daughter-in-law, Ruline, did such a great job with that fundraiser for the Haiti Relief Fund. Solid folks all around. And Lilly, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody.